The 9 a.m. meeting of the Franklin County Commissioners Court on Monday, June 9th, 2025 begins here.
Please call us off. All right, this is a meeting of Franklin County Commissioners Court, regular meeting on the 9th day of June 2025 at 9 o'clock a.m. in the county court in Franklin County. We'll start with invocation. Scotty, lead us to work.
Father, we come to you in prayer this morning. We just thank you, Lord, for all your many blessings. Lord, thank you for keeping us safe during the storm last night. I pray that you bless all the people, Lord, that have suffered damage and harm from it. That you meet people at the point of their needs, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this county we live in, Lord, for the county that we get to work for. Thank you for our first responders. Pray that you bless and protect and keep them safe, all of our county employees that do their work. Lord, pray that you bless this state, our county, and this nation, Lord, for people all across this country that are dealing with turmoil and adversity right now. I pray that you meet them at the point of need as well. We thank you for looking after us. Help us to look after and take care of one another as well. We love you. We thank you for loving us. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. All right. We got public comments. If you want to comment during one of the agenda items, just raise your hand and we'll do that. Okay. Anybody got any questions or anybody want to comment first? All right. Let's go to agenda item number one. Consider and take action to approve the minutes for the May 27th, 2025 regular session and May 30th, 2025 special session.
Move to approve the minutes.
Second.
They got a motion, a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number two, audit claims against the county and authorize their payments. Paris?
The amount submitted for your approval is $288,979.97.
Okay, any questions over that? Do I have a motion to approve?
I move to approve. I move to pay the claim against the county.
Second. Okay, got a motion, a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number three, consider and take action to approve TAC risk management pool invoice for property renewal. I guess it's whatever y'all had a copy of this and that's for you.
$97,000?
Yeah.
$94,993.
It is what it is.
Man, they took a jump, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
How many claims we had?
I don't know.
We got the one we're working on right now, for sure.
We got the
tornado that we're working on, and then the water damage.
You gotta look at it too, though. We got to buy an awful lot of high-dollar equipment too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is not even for mobile equipment, though. This is all this.
This is property.
What was it last year? I think 81 last year. I think it went up.
The year before,
it will go next year.
Yeah, so just get ready.
I think it was about 81. And of course, I mean, it's we're dealing with the substantial.
We also looked at the West Annex. It's added down there too.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like a motion to approve the TAC entrance pool.
Second. Okay, got a motion, a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number five, record tax cyber security awareness training certificate for completion. I'm sorry. Consider take action to approve lease of the new postage meter for the sheriff's office.
Anybody here from the sheriff's office?
I don't guess there's any much to it. It's just a postage meter.
Yeah. He said that they, Chance told me, they took the meter that was in the sheriff's office over to the new annex.
Right.
So that's what they did.
Y'all took it over there.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I moved it for the lease for the
second
meter. Okay. Got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Now, number five, record tax cybersecurity awareness training certificate completion for. Somebody help me. Araceli Garcia, Erica Bologna, Rogelio Torres, Scott McKinney, Levi Reed, Matt Hose, Emily DeGrado, Caden Alcorn, Leo Herrera, Randall Cortinas, Robert White, Ryan Hammonds, and Steve Matus. Well, I tell you what, we got, I didn't know half of them. All right, so that is so recorded. Number six, consider take action to approve Farmers Electric Cooperative County Road crossing request for County Road 1081 and Precinct 1. That's yours, Jerry. Any problems with that?
No, I think it's just really one of the things to shop or house.
You know,
it'll be pretty routine. I'm making a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number seven, consider take action to approve resolution opposing development of Marvin Nichols Reservoir. And let me find it for her. Let me see here. Jerry was wanting to bring this up, so I called Titus Kenny and we just kind of copied theirs and everything, you know, kind of to discuss it before we do this. I have absolutely no problem signing this whatsoever, but just realize. Because here's what makes me mad. I wake up in the mornings and I'm going, you know, once again, we're getting run over in rural Texas by a lot of stuff that we have no power over and everything else. And the resolution's not going to stop it. It just shows people that we're against it and everything else. But, you know, it's kind of what I was saying when they asked me about it. So, you know, there's not a whole lot we can do. They had a vote on it. And I just looked it up. They had a vote in the legislature about this, trying to stop it. And they lost the vote. It was 91 to 45. Once again, the bigger cities are going to have the representation. They're going to have the power, and the governor approved it. He's behind it because he knows that people need water. The majority of people that live in the bigger cities need water. They're talking about, I was reading also a deal, Senator Nichols down in Russ County, talking about groundwater. They're fixing to start taking groundwater.
Anderson County is the big county.
Yeah, they're fixing to start taking the groundwater. So they're going to take all that water. And then they're going to come back, and just kind of like I got on the phone with Damon, and I said, who owns the water in Lake Cypress Springs? The state of Texas does. They own every drop of water that comes out of the sky. So, you know, will this resolution stop them? No. They're going to come, and I'll put it this way. As it stands right now, we have 20% water rights here. When and if that lake ever comes, that lake's going to be 66,000 acres. Anybody got an idea what Lake Cypress Springs is? 3461.
Thank you.
3461. And, depending on what year, what month it is, August, it really, really splits down. That's 20% water rights of Marvin Nichols Reservoir if and when it does come.
Who gets the majority water rights? Dallas.
They're the ones going to pay for the. They're the ones paying for it. It's the water they built, the ones up in, and they built a lot of stuff. Now 20% water rights is for Lake Cypress Springs. Who will benefit for Franklin County more than anybody else is going to be North Franklin, because they don't have the water pressure coming from Lake Cypress right now. We do need to build more. We need to get some stuff like that. The 20%. Water rights, I think we could get more. So we may be, you know, this is, as somebody just said, the resolution is not worth the paper it's written on. But I do. I wake up every morning and I have fought with the state. Me and Jerry and Ricky went to the Surf Springs one day and fought TxDOT about our parking lot out here with no restrooms, everything. And if you think they're not vindictive, you're wrong, because the state of Texas is very vindictive. And but, like I said, I have absolutely no problem signing a resolution against this. Does anybody else want to comment on it before I read this and we vote on it? Anybody in the audience?
They're looking at different ways to get water, but it eventually will come back to this. And the only thing that I can say that the people that have fought this for so many years, they actually held them off. At the price that thing went from $1 billion to $7 billion to get it built now. So they're looking at the price of maybe getting absolutely too high to even justify doing after.
Well, they just put $1 million for it this year.
Yeah, I know they've added a billion. State, yeah, but states, they're not going to fund it.
No, no.
From what I understand, there's not going to be any more Corps engineer acts in my state specialized. I heard that was all over with, but you never know.
Yeah. I heard a saying, said the greatest thing a man can do for society, an old man, what an old man can do for society is plant a shade tree, knowing that he'll never see the shade, but he knows that his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren will. So I hope this doesn't deter from us getting what I think would be rightfully our water, the water rights that we should have and everything. But every lake, you know, we're talking about landowners, every lake in the state of Texas except one is a man-made lake. We took land from somebody, Lake Cypress, like I've told you. In the 60s, there was people ready to kill people over the land and everything. But now you can't find anybody that's into Lake Cypress. They all love
it. It was a lot of land for sale back then.
Yes, and I'll tell you this much too. And you may remember this. There were people upset that they didn't build the lake right up here on White Oak Bottom. You know, they had talked about that thing. And they were upset that they didn't build it there. They were kind of on the lake on the northern part, but they didn't do it. So, let me read the resolution. It says, a resolution of Franklin County Commissioners Court opposing the development and the proposed Marble Nichols Reservoir, requesting the removal of the project from the statewide water plan, urging the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex to utilize conservation and use alternative and existing water resources in their regional water supply. Whereas the Marble Nichols Reservoir proposed on the main stem of Sulphur River in Red River, Titus, and Franklin County could flood approximately 66,000 acres of hardwood and upland forest, pastures, and farmlands and wetlands. And whereas an estimated 130,000 additional acres would be removed from private land ownership and mitigation required by the federal government. And whereas the project would force local property owners off thousands of acres of family land, ground resources, and that devastated the timber and agriculture-based economy in the region, negatively impact wildlife habitat and inundate archaeological and historical sites and cemeteries. And whereas those promoting the reservoir can use eminent domain to force one of the biggest transfers of private land to public in modern history, and whereas the private land loss to the proposed Marvin Nichols Reservoir would negatively impact local tax bases and jeopardize funding for our schools and communities, and whereas reducing the watershed of the Sulphur River Basin would negatively impact existing manufacturing operations and could make it difficult to attract new industry region, and whereas at least 80% of the water would be piped 150 miles to the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, a region that would do more to conserve water and leverage existing sources of water regionally, and whereas this time frame and development of the project has been moved forward in the 2022 state water plan, and whereas the proposed Marvin Nichols Reservoir poses a serious threat to the people, economy, and natural character of Northeast Texas, now therefore be it resolved that Franklin County Commissioners Court is opposed to the development of Marvin Nichols Reservoir, requested that the project be removed from the statewide water plan, and that the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex Region C utilize conservation and use alternative existing water resources for their regional water supply. I also might add after that I found out that the lakes around the Dallas area, they refused to get it below the water level, so their recreational areas can stay high. And that ticked me off, you know, when I heard that.
Yeah, they're rim full.
Yeah, so, all right. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Nice have it. I'll start.
Scott, just a point of clarification. Yes, Texas has the rights to all the water rights throughout all the lakes in Texas. But there is a difference in Franklin County Water District. We have contracted rights from the city of Mount Vernon, Winsboro, a grandfathered contract going back to Mount Pleasant, but also the sub. So that doesn't necessarily protect us, but it allows us a little bit of slight bit of protection against the state.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure.
And that's what kind of bothers me about everything also, is that we voted back in the 60s to build this lake. We ought to have, that's another thing that bothers me about everything the state of Texas does. They make the rules down there that we have to follow. And they give us no authority over anything, even the stuff that we pay for ourselves. Sorry.
Yeah, there's a lot of noise around Caddo and Lake Pines and the northeast, water, municipal water district as well. I believe all those cities now are given the rights to actually contract that water as well versus, northeast Texas municipal water district acquiring those rights.
What is our excess acreage that we have?
It's about 2,200 acre feet is the excess that we can sell. So everything else is under contract.
That's the scary part, right?
Yeah. So there's talk and discussions around the lake. There's talk and discussions.
Franklin County, I think, has
support. What to do with that as well. Correct.
Gary, say what's the last thing you just said? I didn't hear you.
I'm sorry?
What was the last thing you just said? I couldn't hear you.
So we're looking at that 2,200 acre feet, and there is discussions around the lake about how and where that's going to go and how that's going to be contracted. But also, I've brought it up on several board meetings on how we're going to address this. We basically contracted ourselves and say it's used for recreational use like they do for Ray Hubbard. And then we still have the rights to use it and sell that water if the Sun needs it, Mount Vernon needs it, or Winsboro needs it. But somehow we're going to have to put that under contract to keep any, I guess, outside influence coming in.
Does any of that fall under drought restrictions?
I do not know that, Gary.
I think you can allocate some of it for drought restrictions. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else? Number eight, consider and take action to approve resolution opposing renewable energy developments within the county. And I will read this off. Any problems with this one? We passed one back in 2022, but I think we've added the best on this. That's correct. What we kind of did, that was just add the best on this. Okay. Resolution of Franklin County Commissioners Court operating certain renewable energy developments within Franklin County, Texas, whereas Franklin County is committed to preserving health, safety, economic integrity, and rural character of communities. Whereas renewable energy projects included industrial scale solar farms, wind turbine installation, and battery energy storage systems, BESS have been rapidly expanded in the rural region of Texas, whereas Franklin County residents have expressed growing concerns regarding the long-term impacts of such projects, including potential fire hazard and safety risk associated with BESS installation, visual and environmental impacts of large-scale wind and solar infrastructure, negative effects on local wildlife, habitat, and land use, potential devaluation of surrounding properties, strain on county infrastructure, including roads and emergency services, limited economic benefits of job creation and local population, and whereas the placement of these facilities in proximity to residential agriculture and ecological sensitive areas may conflict with the county's land use and goals, existing rural development patterns, and whereas Franklin County seeks to prioritize development that aligns with the long-term health, safety, and economic interest in residents and does not shift undue burdens onto local government or taxpayer. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Commissioners Court of Franklin County, Texas, that number one, Franklin County opposes development, siting, and operation of industrial scale solar energy projects, wind turbine farms, and battery energy storage systems, BESS, within county boundaries. Number two, the county urges state lawmakers to regulatory agencies to give counties greater local control and authority to regulate or restrict the placement of renewable energy infrastructure projects, particularly those which may pose risk to the public safety, rural landscape, and private property values. Number three, a copy of the resolution shall be forwarded to the Texas Legislature, the Public Utility Commission of Texas, and any other relevant state or regional bodies of formal statement of Franklin County positions adopted this ninth day of June 2025, Franklin County Commissioner's Court. All right, now we have a motion.
Motion. I'll make a motion to approve the resolution of Franklin County Commissioners Court opposing certain renewable energy development within Franklin County.
Second.
They got a motion and a second, any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it, and get your signature down there. Let me see here. Number nine, clarify the notification process of property owners for setbacks and variances of new construction. Max, you are up.
And I've been up all night, by the way. It's a long time, but I've been up all night, not having fun, so y'all forgive me, I'm a little slow. This issue came up when we had an individual move a tiny house off of one of our county roads, and they're really close to the road, so it kind of became an issue for us doing maintenance, for us resurfacing the road, and we don't want to damage their property, and of course we want to look out after our interests. And to be honest with you, I didn't even know under the Texas Transportation Code we had classifications for roads. We got a first class, second class, and third class road. I should have known that, being in traffic for years before, but I just didn't. What I'm looking for is what our variances and our setbacks are off of the county roads, and a way to let property owners know that there is that setback for those two reasons, for us to do maintenance and control and upkeep and everything on those, and then protect our interests as well as theirs, because we don't want to go along and tear up a driveway or be shredding along one of the county roads and do some damage to whatever. I found out that Franklin County roads have different setbacks on different roads. Somewhere back years ago, we as the county commissioners court voted to what those setbacks were. And I asked the court recorder where I could find that stuff and how easy it'd be to find, and I was given some lame excuse, well, we don't know, it'd take a long time to research it and get that done. So I'm researching that. Commissioner Cooper told me that he believed it was somewhere around 2007, maybe. If any of y'all know of any other time,
I have some start searching. Goes back from 1985, and I haven't got anything sooner. And yeah. I got that at the office.
I'm gonna go back and start researching in the minutes to find out what we did. My whole intent for here is that, you know, this issue didn't come up till we got that small house put on the county road. What I'm looking for is some clarification that stays current, so we can let property owners know, and that we will know as a county what those are, and it can be called early in the deal before we have somebody get a building set on there and get it done. I'm just looking after our interests as a county and property owners' interests at the same time, because as we change elected officials, as new people come in and old people go out, we forget about those things, and they kind of get lost till an issue comes up. And then we're not, well, what are they? So I'm looking for a way to keep that current with everybody that's on the court and those of us that are out traveling around, how we let people know that. Just like our subdivision rules, as we're re-looking at those, you know, something could be said at the back of that that would also mention setbacks and stuff, so we'd always have a current copy and know where to find that stuff. So I'm researching that and get an update as soon as I can go back and look through those minutes.
Because I had a guy put a fence right next to the road. And so I started asking, and I called Jerry, and I actually found one Charlie had, I guess, tried to print them up in the files in the office, and it's back to 1985.
Was that the minutes?
It was the minutes for the...
That the 25 feet?
It's 20 feet on each side of the river.
Right. Did they have a setback beyond that? Because that was what's in our subdivision rules and regulations now, is the setback is from the edge of the right of way, 25 feet.
In other words, this is from the center of the road, 20 feet on each side.
Yeah, that's the right of way.
That's
the right of way. And then you have the pictures.
I'd have to go back and look at it.
The majority of all they go across the county are not there. Most of them don't meet that standard, but they're in our adopted rules and regulations, which were adopted sometime way before we ever got here. It says on major highways, it's supposed to be a 50-foot setback in the right of way, and then for other roads, county roads and rural roads,
that's 25 feet.
Right.
Yeah, first-class roads, I didn't realize, can be anywhere from 40 to 100 feet wide. So...
Yeah, that's a lot of it.
Matt, if you have something...
I was just gonna say, and I think that Scott got this pretty well, but this, some of the stuff we're addressing in the subdivision regulations, so that way it is codified, you can point to the subdivision regulation and go, hey, here it is in black and white on a sheet of paper.
Subdivisions only.
Subdivisions only, and then I guess the remedy for the rest of it is to codify that your right, whatever the right of way is going forward in, I guess, the next months.
Most of the roads are, most of the county roads and the right of ways are dedicated right of ways. They were given to the county, and that's where they've been forever. And they, I think 2007, the state, they got all in a big uproar about lawsuits, you know, well, this is not a county road, and this is, and that. And they told every county, all 254 counties in the state of Texas, to classify the roads and tell them what county roads you have and put the 911 number on them. And I'm thinking that, and I'm pretty sure they approved that. I cannot guarantee it. But
this might just be something
they nearly had to for the state. Once the county started paying taxes to the center of the road, they used to not do that. The owners used to have to pay it all the way to the center of the road. And that's what changed all this. It and the lawsuits. They got tired of going to court over, well, this is a county road, this ain't a county road. And they tried to put a stop to all that back in the, I think, seven, somewhere in there.
What I was thinking was is if I bought a piece of property from just another individual, how would I know what that is? Right. So I'm looking to work with our county clerk's office, with the land title districts whenever they close, to have something to give people so they would understand they can't build their fence right up to the edge of the road.
And that was one of the conversation we're having when we kind of come about this problem was too, the fact that you got this person here that we're dealing with, they brought a small home in, but our subdivision rules and regulations are really kind of pointedly toward the developers and the potential developers coming out. And so if you just bought a lot somewhere that's already been developed, you know, they don't necessarily know. That's what this was the conversation me and Max were having. It's like, he's one of the first ones that gets notified by anybody out here that has new construction on the mobile homes or anything moves out, because the one thing they have to have is a septic permit. So he's gonna catch this stuff long before we do. We're driving our roads, we might see somebody pops a trailer in, and it's too close to the road.
It'd be Friday evening.
Right, exactly, that's what could happen. That's where I was on this issue we were dealing with. Like, I missed it because I hadn't seen the house, but the thing is, it could have been moved in one night and I don't even have know it, so.
Well, if you're doing permits, are you inspecting after the fact?
For septic?
Or excuse me, not after the fact, before the fact? Is there anything, any inspection process? Yeah, for septic, for instance.
Yeah, absolutely. They present their design to me. I go out and I look at the site. I take measurements if I need to make sure that they're where they're supposed to be.
Well, shouldn't that be a condition of acceptance or, excuse me, a condition of approval of the permit for it to be within the setback requirement?
I would think.
And we don't have that in our local rules, and that's what I'm trying to, it didn't come up till with this one issue, and then we started seeing that.
So.
Because really what I'm looking at this point, Matt, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Is that the designer designs it, I go out and I look at the property and I make sure that it meets state requirements and they're actually have room to build what they say they're gonna build. Mostly it's in their backyards and stuff. Hardly ever do I have stuff out in the front toward the road. So it hadn't been an issue till this came up. And then, yes, we probably need to have something about the setbacks in our local OSSF rules that we don't have at this point. So, something for us to look at.
There's already a lot of dense communities all across our county, especially down Precinct 4, that they're not nowhere even close to that compliance in some stuff. I mean, that's going to be a lot of grandfather stuff in, but we're just trying to talk about going forward. If we have maybe growth and development, we don't want to have, there's some of the stuff we can dodge that's already been being dodged for years. when you're shredding or whatever, but going forward, just going to make sure.
Well, we're still in that stage where we're developing that and getting that done. These issues have still got some research to do, then that can be added into our final project there. But.
So as an attorney, man, it would be pretty easy just for us to make that as our local rules?
So I don't imagine, I mean, I think it would be very easy, yes. I just am trying to figure out if it's even necessary, is not quite the right word. I'm guessing, so let me back up a second. If it's in the minutes, the previous setback requirements, it's got to be codified somewhere, right? That's my thinking. I mean, it should be. If it's not, it should have been. But either which way, I think we can add it into our subdivision stuff and just.
Well, if I could say that our the ones that we have, our standing ones that are in effect now, it's listed in there.
Yeah.
The setback from major highways and just regular roadways and county roads, it's articulated in Section 8 of our subdivision rules and regulations that we have in place now. And I don't know if we've ever determined completely when those were passed, but we would think it's sometime since 2000. I mean, I had one in my file down at my office. So, and that's why I stumbled across it and I saw, oh, we have setbacks. And I didn't even realize that because I haven't dealt with the new subdivision since I've been here. Anybody coming in needing to create a new subdivision. So it hadn't really been anything come to play yet. So, it is now.
I thought they're coming.
Yeah.
Well, we just had issues too where, I mean, I've had 6 turtle houses move in over 9 and
yeah, I remember.
You know, they're already setting up, then they had to come, you know, it's like, I told them one, I said, before you do anything, you got to get a permit for septic.
And see, that's what
Max drove out there, and I talked to him like on a Thursday. Max drove out there on a Monday, and there was a turtle house sitting there, and he still ain't coming back, you know, so.
Well, and that's what I'm thinking is if we could, I mean, the easiest way to me would be to head it off at the permitting portion, but then you're going to have a lot of people angry at Max because they're not aware of the rules, which gets us back to the question of how do we provide notice. And, you know, the deeds themselves should contain those restrictions in their writing, and that should be what the attorney or the title company explains to their respective client, but that doesn't always happen. So, yeah, I think we need to address, I agree with Max, of course, that we need to address that. I'm just trying to think of the easiest way to do it.
Still got some research to go and some working to do, but that's kind of where we are, what we're looking at. And you know, our subdivision rules, it's getting pretty clear. We've got to get those the way that we want them. But if you had 100 acres and I bought 5 acres from you, it's not a subdivision, then how would I know what those setbacks were? Because it doesn't apply to the subdivision rules. So I'm just trying to figure out a way to make it clear to everybody that buys property and how they know what it's going to be. And I get it, you're going to want to build your fence as close to a road as you can because that's your property. But at the same time, we don't want to come along there with that shredder, tear that fence down, or resurface it and tear up stuff. So
they'll get around, they'll plow through them.
Yeah. You have to keep the barn edges cut so that it'll drain. I mean, you know, there's a lot of issues there, and I just want to protect our interests as a county and a property owner's interests. So that's what we're looking at.
And our office is more than happy to help do the research, but it's just hard to know where to start without a date of some sort, because everything is filed by date, and it's really hard to put in something in the system like, you know, road right-of-ways. You're going to get 80 million things that come up that we've talked about. So with some dates, I mean, we'd be more than happy to help do some of that research, but it's just hard, without starting at the beginning and reading every page, which we don't have time to do, it's hard to
find it. I was picking on her a little bit when she said, so I can't find it. I get it. I'm going to go back and help research that part too.
Yes, and we'll help you.
But it's hard to help it by date. So yeah. You can't just do like an engine search and say setbacks and find it. So I was just looking for a start date. So I got one day, I got 2 days.
I hold them down, yeah. So
we'll look and hopefully bring something back to you guys soon.
And I'll get in touch with Sam since he was here for 20 years. If he remembered back when, if there was something done in the early 2000s that, you know, that the court approved those subdivision rules and regulations that we've been looking at. There's no date on them. But if maybe Shane will have some recollection when they did it.
Well, hopefully we can find all that stuff and get it put in there, and then from moving forward, we'll be able to say, okay, this is what you got to have.
Yeah. Atcom might have some of that information. I'm not sure on that. On the state that I was talking about. Because everyone, Atcog's one does all the mapping and everything.
All right, anybody else? Thanks, Max. I'm going to back up on I've been talking to some people about 391. What I'm going to try to do is get with our Atcog and try to make all nine counties part of the 391 commission. See if they'll all just sign off on it. We can do that, and we'll all be together and have a commission. We won't have to worry about cities. We can just do it through the counties. But I got to get with Mary Beth.
Will that include the city if
well, yeah, because they're part of that also. So, but the county judges and the executive committee, they're part of the city mayors and stuff like that. They don't show up. It's usually the county judges that put on it. But I'm going to talk to Mary Beth Skeeton. I mowed all day yesterday, Saturday and Sunday afternoon, and got about 5 pounds of dust in my throat. So I'm going to try to do that. You want to talk about this river down there?
So I know what to tell him. Or
yeah, and y'all may know more. I told him, I said, man, I don't do roads. But, the gentleman came in, he lives back behind the Dollar General there across from King's Country, and I think it was. I blame Scott Smith for it, but it's the other Scott. There's too many Scotts here. He's got a road, and I looked it up on the map wall this morning when he came in, and he showed me. He said, "I own this whole property right here," and I knew Jerry would have done Jack Brooks down there on that deal, because he owned all the land all around there. And apparently he's having some problems with kids driving. He wants to put a gate up there. I said, well, I said, it's not that easy. Just to, I said, we're going to get the county attorney involved, and I guess it'd be some kind of deed transfer or something like that. I can't remember how we did that.
You just have a petition to close the road like you open one up.
Okay.
That's kind of what it's got to be. You got a petition, got to have a hearing and a petition.
Yeah, because it's on a dead end road.
Yeah, it's a dead end road. There's a lot of that, but I tell you, one person can kill it. All you got to do is sign that petition, and if they don't want it to be closed, it ain't gonna get
closed. Who's got to get a petition to him, or the people against?
No, he has to come over and get the court, county clerk. He has to get all that done, and it's got to be posted out there at that location and up here for 21 days for people to look at it.
Just the end of where his property is. He owns at the end of the road to his house. He wants to put a fence.
How long is the road?
It's not that long. That's probably. I mean, he don't own where we closed it. I mean, it
looks like it was now.
There's property owners on the other side of the deck too that killed him.
Yeah.
But he owns on both sides.
He said he told me this morning. I couldn't. He's kind of broken English, so it's kind of hard.
Yeah. I got his numbers.
Okay. To be honest with you, anybody can kill it.
Yeah.
One signature can kill it. I'll tell you, utility companies will put it before anybody. They don't want any of those roads, but they like to be able to get to the transmission line.
Well, he came through, and all the roads there were named King Michael, King this, King. I said, well, that's King's Country part. That's not our part. He said, yeah, then I got to look it on there, and it was 32,
yeah.
36 or something like that.
You paying a rental on it?
Does
he pay a rental on it?
I don't know. This
King Country paying around.
It's the old part of King's Country there on the other side of Washington.
They have the names King Sargon, King Ramses.
Yeah.
We got all the King Michael.
Yeah, I'm not sure they even fall under the King's Country. I don't think they do.
They don't.
Yeah. Yeah, that's different than like it.
All right. Anybody else got anything? We're gonna meet at 2 today. I think the fire chief's gonna be here and talk to him. Harlan's not here today.
I'll try to be back here for that. I'm not sure if I'll make 2 o'clock today. I got a lot of stuff going on. The contractor's supposed to be down there today bringing stuff, start the construction part on our tornado damage.
What else were we supposed to do? Do you remember anything?
Me?
Yeah.
To the for today?
Do you remember anything we were supposed to do?
No, I think it was all.
I think they're back wanting the 60-40. But
is Marla going to be here to talk to them?
She'll be here. She's going to be.
Oh, she was here.
She'll be in around, I think, 10 or so, she told me.
Oh,
unless she changed it, that's what she
said. 2 o'clock, yeah. I mean, it's like, I'll try to be here.
If we don't get it done between now and, yeah.
Judge, Mary,
oh, I'm sorry, Mary, I'm sorry.
Back when the school was going to take a vote, there was a discussion about recusing yourselves because of family relations. Mm-hmm. And I don't think on this, I'm not looking at gift horsing now, but on this resolution, it doesn't change the outcome of the vote. So I don't think it's an issue, but I think something that needs to be clarified before something does make a difference is whether Scott Newsom's family ties to Solder would require him to recuse himself from any
further vote. I'm not for Solder. Now, I'm for everything keeping it safe for the best and all that. You know, that's Brian and them's. But you know, for the safety part of it, I'm all for the safety part of it.
Yeah, that's what I say. I don't mean to look a gift horse in the mouth. It's just the fact that that relationship is there. And
well, he signed it yesterday.
I know.
So.
I'm saying, but it doesn't change the outcome of this vote.
Yeah.
Well, but this year's just giving us authority to oversee what they're doing, what they're putting in our county.
I mean, it's no different than the 391. I'm all for that too. I mean, I'm all for them being safe and operating under the law. So, I don't know why people think I'm for Solder. I'm not.
I'm just saying as far as the relationship goes and the requirement of.
It's kind of like what Mark was on there. I said, no, I wasn't going to allow that. Because he was, that was him, and he was leased the land to him. So I told him no. That was a no question about that. So no, I think we'll do everything we can legally. I think we have. I think the commissioner's court has done everything legally that we can do, and will continue to do.
A lot of counties has pushed them out of their county, and they're trying to find a county to fill them somewhere, and they're going to come to the ones that's less resistant.
That's right.
Just like electricity is going to be water and everything is going to be less resistant.
Yeah. Well, so we'll never give them a tax rebate. What's it called?
Abatement.
There you go. Whew. I'm putting about half out of it today.
You're making so much off the federal government, off of your tax dollars, I don't need any more to go with that.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I have a question.
Okay.
You have your relationship with other counties. Why do they give them a tax abatement? If they know they're coming and they can get $2 million a year, why do they take $150,000?
That's what I said to him. I said, Jeff, why did y'all do that? He said, man, y'all did good because y'all didn't get all this tax. I said, y'all would have too. So why'd you give them a tax? I don't understand that.
Some of those over there in Lamar County are supposed to got $10.5 million a year on their tax
revenue.
Yeah, getting $200,000 a year.
They talk about the fact that at some point in time, if you do that, the pilot deal, that basically the payment of the taxes, that makes you an agreement with them. They tell you how much they're going to pay. And after a period of time, these projects are maybe for 20, 30 years. After a while, they're going to start going and protesting their appraisals.
Yeah, how much 3 years right now?
And then you try to. That's what
they never right. Catch up to that $2,960,000.
I'm just telling that, but that's kind of the mindset. That's what I think. That's
the tax office from having to go out and try to sign.
That's the selling point from the time that I've been up here.
You know,
prior to being in office and then being here since then. So.
They push those tax abatements with the school districts and stuff, and now they're coming back looking at the kind of coerce the school districts to, you know, float them bonds and take this money and pay for them bonds, and you know, a lot of them done that. Now they're in lawsuits on a lot of that. They don't want to pay all the bonds now because of the way they phrased it, a lot of contracts.
I think they bought South Hill School, but they score board.
South Hill didn't get much.
No. They were probably a lot on the pilot.
They got between 8% and 9% on what they should have had. If it denied the tax abatement, they'd have got pretty good hunk of change.
I don't know if I was getting that tax abatement. My taxes ain't went down.
Mine ain't either.
trying to save money for my next.
Make a motion, Jerry.
All fair side.
Get a second.
No, we got a second.
Here you go.